Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight we're going to talk about the fact that God speaks to us sometimes through people. And how does that work? And what does that look like? And if we're open to God speaking to us through people, then God will send people our way at times to speak to us, give us perspective, give us insight. And we're going to look at the story of where God spoke to Moses through his father-in-law. Everybody say his father-in-law. You know, when you can hear God through your father-in-law, you know God's speaking. Amen. Amen. Through your father-in-law. But it's a really cool story, and I encourage you to go back and read it after tonight. But I also encourage you to lean in, because God has positioned some people in your world that he wants to use to speak to you. He's gonna speak through them to you. But you have to have a heart that's open and ready to listen. And so we're gonna look at some principles that come out of this story to help us understand how that works. It's in Exodus chapter 18, and we'll look at verse 1 first. It says, Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for Israel and his people and how the Lord had brought them out of Egypt. And so what's happening right now is Moses and the people of Israel have just come out of Egypt, and he had sent his wife and his kids away to his father-in-law to stay with them for a season. And so Jethro hears about them, that they're out, all the good things God's done for them. And so he's bringing his wife and his kids back to them. And so when he comes to Moses, it says in verse 8, then Moses told his father-in-law all the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them in the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the good the Lord had done for Israel and how he delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And so he's excited for Moses. It says in this chapter that he offers sacrifices to the Lord, and they worship God together for all the good things God had done through Moses and for the children of Israel. And then it says this in verse 13, the next day. Everybody say the next day. It says the next day. Just one day after the celebration, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning till evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, what is this you're doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another. And I make known the statutes of God and his laws to them. So he's sometimes people come to him and say, hey, what's God doing in this situation? Or can you help me, give me some wisdom on this? Or sometimes they're like, hey, I'm having an argument with this guy. Can you help decide what to do? Or they can say, hey, what's the word of God? So he's really being judge and pastor and advisor to all the people. And it says this, that Moses' father-in-law said to him, what you're doing is not good. You and the people will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you and you're not able to do it alone. So he looks at it and he says, this is a disaster. And so he gives him some advice, and we're going to read that in verse 21. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands and hundreds and fifties and tens. Let them judge the people at all times, and every great matter they shall bring to you, and every small matter they should decide themselves, so it will be easier for you, and then they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you, and you'll be able to endure, and all this people also will go to their place in peace. And then in verse 24, it says, so Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said. So Moses is in this situation where he's leading this giant group of people. God's done amazing things for them. But then his father-in-law comes and celebrates it with him, and they have a great time. And the next day, Moses is like, hey, let me show you kind of what I do. Let me show you what God's doing and how God's using me. And his father-in-law looks at it and says, hey, what you're doing is not good. Gives him some advice that really is from the Lord. And if Moses listens to it, will help him a lot. Moses ends up listening to it, and it ends up blessing not just Moses, but a whole lot of people. And tonight, we're going to talk about hearing the voice of God through people. Because there's some insight in this passage that will help you. Maybe God spoke to you through a person and you thought, man, I don't know if God's speaking to me in this situation, and you need some discernment on that, on whether God's doing that. Or maybe you've been closed off to hearing from people. Or maybe you're letting all kinds of people speak into your world and you're like, I don't know, a lot of people are speaking to me. I don't know which one's God and which one's not. But this passage can give you some great insight, because you don't want to close yourself off to people. You want to be open to receive what the Lord has for you. And so the first thing we want to see in this passage is that God speaks to us through godly people in our world. God speaks to us through godly people in our world. At the very opening of this passage, we get a little insight into the character of who is speaking to Moses, of Moses' father-in-law, that this was a godly person. It says in verse 1, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Now, this isn't somebody who just woke up 2 days ago before he comes up to Moses and gives him some advice. And 2 days ago, he wasn't walking with God, but now all of a sudden he decided walking with God's a good thing. This is a man who's walked with God. This is a man who knows God. This is a man who has some spiritual maturity and has an understanding of spiritual things. He's a godly person. He's a priest. Number two, he's a worshiper. He's not only knows the things of God and walked with God a long time. You know, some people have walked with God a long time, but the passion's grown cold in their heart. Not Jethro. He's a man who's a worshiper. In verse 12, when Moses tells him everything God's done, what's Jethro do? He builds an altar and he worships God and he sacrifices to the Lord. He's passionate about the things of God. He's a worshiper. He's also a man of integrity. I thought it almost struck me as funny, like, Moses sends his wife and his kids to Jethro, who's his father-in-law. And you know, if you send your wife and your kids to somebody, that they better be a person of integrity. You know what I'm saying? That this isn't like some, like, Jethro's not the kind of guy, you know, he pays his bills in Moses' lawn, all right? If you're sending your wife and your kids to somebody, you're gonna hope they got their act together. And it's because he's a man of integrity. And so I'm breaking that down for you, that this is a guy who walks with God, he's a worshiper, he's a man of integrity. Because when it comes to hearing the voice of God through people, that doesn't mean we just let anybody and everybody speak into our lives. But we need to listen to people who have a spiritual maturity. You know, you need to be careful who you let speak into your world. You need to be careful who you get around. You need to be careful who you take insight from. And let me tell you this, if you don't have mature, godly people who are passionate worshipers, passionate about the house of God, passionate about the things of God, if they're not in your world, then you need to get some of those people in your world, because they're the ones who you're gonna hear the voice of God from. They're the ones who are gonna say things to you and give you insight into situations because they're godly, because they've walked with God, they've been farther down the tracks than you when it comes to the things of God. They're gonna be the one who say, hey, I think this would be a good thing for you to do, and it's actually gonna be God speaking to them through them, and they'll have the spiritual maturity that makes them somebody that would be good to have input from. I want to encourage you. Maybe you're a baby Christian and God's doing all kinds of things in your life and you feel like, man, God's just speaking to me all the time, to not rush into trying to give insight into everybody around you, but get a little spiritual maturity for yourself and let somebody speak into your life, because there will come a day when it's ready, when it's time to do that. But until that time, you want to have people speaking into you that have godly maturity in your life. People that know the things of God. You know, there may be some wise people in your world, maybe wise people in your family, but if they don't have a relationship with God, then their advice may sound sound, may sound good, but sometimes they're doing it from a worldly perspective. Maybe God wants you to go in a certain direction, and a spiritual man, Paul says, have spiritual insight. The Apostle Paul says that, meaning this, that God might be moving you in a direction and it may not always be financially, like from the world perspective, a good decision. But if somebody who's a believer who has understanding and godly insight, they may say, no, I think that's the right thing for you. I think that's what God has for you as you ask them for advice, and God could speak to you through them. But somebody who doesn't have a walk with God may just be looking at it from a practical perspective, world perspective, and they're not going to give you the right advice in that moment. So I really want to encourage you, if you want to hear the voice of God through people, then get around some spiritual, godly people to speak into your life. It'll make a huge difference in your life. Number two, God speaks to us through people when we're open to listen. God speaks to us through people when we're open to listen. You know, as believers, we should have an openness to hearing from the voice of God and to hearing from people around us who are walking with God, allowing them to speak into our lives. You know, I was thinking, as preparing this message, maybe you're thinking, well, I would love to hear God speak to me from people, but nobody ever tells me anything. I want to tell you that possibly it could be because of your disposition towards people, because you don't get the right people around you. And when people do speak into your life, you're not open to it. So they stop talking because you're not open to hearing from them. You know, I think it's interesting in this passage that Moses is not only interested in hearing the encouragement from Jethro, but he's also interested in hearing the correction from Jethro. You know, oftentimes we're like, man, I'm really good. I love the encouragement. You know, get me around some godly people that can speak some words of God into my life, some encouragement. Man, I love to hear that encouragement. And man, that's great. Encouragement's good. And you should have people around you that encourage you. But you also need people around you that see things and correct you and need to have an openness to correction. Have an openness, you know. Moses could have very easily been closed off to what Jethro had to say. Jethro, like I mentioned before, is his father-in-law. Very interesting in this passage that father-in-law is mentioned 12 times in this one chapter. 12 times. Moses wrote this chapter. He's like, and just want to note that I listened to my father-in-law. It's almost comical how it's like, if he says his name, he either says his name, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, or he just says Moses' father-in-law, and he doesn't even say his name. It's like, if I want you to get one thing, you might forget my father-in-law's name, but I do want you to know he was my father-in-law, and I did listen to him. I think that's funny. Moses, when he met his father-in-law, he was a refugee or a fugitive. He ran away from Egypt. He was on the run because the Pharaoh was out to kill him. And so he comes to him in really a desperate situation, ends up marrying one of his daughters. And man, I can just picture him like thinking, man, I know Jethro that I came to you and I didn't have my act together, or it didn't seem like I didn't know very much, but really I know a lot. Like I used to lead a lot of stuff back in Egypt, and I used to be a big deal. And I know I'm not a big deal now, but I used to be a big deal. And so he could have built this sense, you know, that trying to prove something. And then he leads the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he's been away from his father-in-law. And couldn't you just picture this? You know, his father-in-law comes to him and he thinks, this is my moment to show him how awesome of a son-in-law I am. Hello, I'm leading like 2 million people out of Egypt. We just beat Pharaoh. God helped us. God's using me. God's speaking to me. Hey, and you know what? It's cool hanging out with you. Yeah, God's done a lot of good things. Jethro's like, high five, Moses, you're awesome. And so Moses, you know, I tell you what, next day, tomorrow, why don't you come watch me and see what I do and everything. And you know, that would be cool. So you can see what I'm working on and all the influence that I have. But Moses, the Bible says he's the most humble man on the face of the earth. So he could have been like that. He could have had a disposition that said, you know, I'm not here for you to speak into me. That day's over. I'm here to show you how far I've come. You know, some of you were walking with God, and there was a time when you needed a lot of spiritual input. You were really hungry for it. And as you've walked with God, and you've maybe at that time you didn't have your act together financially, or you didn't have your relational, your relationships were just dysfunctional, but you know, you're a little more functional now. You got a healthy marriage maybe, you know, your finances are in order, you got a good job. But one thing also, the dysfunction went, But one thing also went. Your ability to input went. And you can't be spoken into anymore. Somebody comes to you, you know, somebody maybe who was a spiritual mentor for you, speaking and saying, hey, you need to think about this. And you're like, okay, thanks. I'll take that under advisement. But that's not the spirit Moses had. Moses had its open spirit that said, you know what? If God's speaking to me through you, I want to hear it. He was open to what God had to say. He was open to listen, not just to the encouragement, but also the correction. He says, what you're doing is not good. Wow, what a strong correction, but what a need to listen. Number three, God speaks to us through people to give us perspective and wisdom. Verse 14 says this, when Moses' father-in-law, what did he do? He saw. He saw what he was doing and he said, what is this you're doing for the people? Like, why are you doing this for the people? Why are you sitting alone and all the people standing around you? Basically, Moses, do you see what I see? Because, you know, when God's using us, or maybe we're just going through life, sometimes we can think we're doing such a good thing, you know? We can think, wow, this is really great, or man, God's given me a lot of influence. And what Moses can see is, man, I'm helping a lot of people. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to help as many people as I can. And that's not a bad thing. But his father-in-law sees it completely different. He sees a guy who's trying to do everything on his own. He sees a guy who maybe feels that he has a little bit of a superhero complex. You know, he's trying to make it all happen, trying to do it all on his own. And Moses' motives may be good, but they're not wise. You know, if somebody comes to speak into your life, your motive might be good. And if they're a godly person and they're speaking into your life, don't, because your motive's good, don't be defensive and say, well, I got a right heart, so I don't need to hear from you. But don't let your motive push you away. They might have godly wisdom and perspective for you that even though your motive's right, your wisdom's a bit dysfunctional. Your motive might be good, but what you're doing is not wise. Your motive might be good, but what you're doing is not sustainable. Your motive might be good, but what you're doing is going to mess things up down the line or not affect as many people as it could. And you have to be open to godly insight to get a godly perspective. Because people around you, I mean, just get a little close. That's why life group's really important, isn't it? You know, even the first life group, you can be around people and they can know a little bit about you more than they'd ever know if they were just saying hi to you just by getting a little close. And it's important to do life group because you need that in your life. You need people to be able to look at you and say, hey, you know, really great job there. Hey, why do you do it that way? Why would you lead that way? Or why would you put the cookies out that way? Hopefully a little deeper than that. But life group is a great thing because you're close in relationship with people and they're gonna have perspectives. You know, that's why sermon discussion is important. It's because they see something you didn't see and you see something they didn't see and we all grow in it together. And that's a powerful thing. But that gives you perspective. When we're around people, God speaks to us through other people's perspective. He saw what Moses would never see. And he spoke to him something that God was speaking through him to help Moses, to give Moses perspective. And oftentimes, God does that. I really want to encourage you on that motive thing, though. Because your motive can shut you off. Your good motive can make you feel like, hey, don't, you know, Moses could have seen it totally as a criticism and a judgment. Don't judge me. My motive's good. I'm helping a lot of people here. You just got here yesterday. I'm doing this. I've been doing this for a long time, helping a lot of people. I heard stories of people I helped. You know, he could have that spirit, but he had a spirit that said, oh, no, if there's a better way to do it, I want to do it that way. Have somebody over you in the Lord that can speak into your life and say, hey, what can I do? How can I do this better? Or if they say, hey, you could do this better, don't be like, hey, I love my wife. I care about her. No, I know you love your wife, but you need to take her out on a date every once in a while. That will really show her, okay? You know, but I bought her flowers the other day. No, I know you bought her flowers. Just take her out on a date. You know, those kind of things, and it will help you. Finally, God speaks to us through people in combination with what he's already doing in us in speaking to us. In verse 23, it says this. It says, and if you do this, God will direct you and you'll be able to endure, and all this people also will go to their place in peace. If you look at it in the New Living Translation, it says, if you follow this advice and God commands you to do so, then you'll be able to do in the impressions, all these people will go home in peace. What he's saying is, this will resonate. Moses walks with God. This will resonate with what God's doing, and God's going to give you even more direction as you listen. So as God speaks to us through people, God, we need to be walking. If we want to hear what God's speaking to us through people, we need to have a relationship with God that we're hearing from God and that will resonate with what God's already speaking into us. If we have a submission that says, God, I want you to speak to me, and God, I'm open to it. Sometimes we may not like what they're saying, but we'll have a sense, well, what they're saying is right. I sense that's true from the Lord. And we might only get, you know, he tells him a little bit of a plan, but there's going to be more parts of this plan that Moses will need. And God's going to give him direction along the way. So maybe God's spoken to you about a situation. You know it's from the Lord, but he didn't give you the whole picture through that person. They just gave you a little insight. And you know, man, that's from God. But I need to pray through so I walk with God, and God takes me and speaks the rest out to me. And that's the kind of thing that Moses has to do now. He takes what his father-in-law says. He says, I'm going to act on that, but I'm also going to walk with God until I get the whole picture. And it's really important for us that we have a strong walk with the Lord. You know, as we walk through this hearing from the voice of God series, you know, we can think, well, yeah, God may be speaking to me there, speaking to me there. But if we're not pressing in, we won't hear God in the dimension, in the way that he would want us to. You know, God may be speaking to you through people, but if you're not pressing in, you're not going to have the discernment and the spiritual insight that you're going to need to act on that, or to know what God's saying, or, you know, have discernment. Is that from God? Is it not from God? And you're kind of just walking in the dark on that. And that's why it's so important to get into his presence. So important to say, God, is this from you? So important to say, God, you know, if Moses wasn't walking with God, he would never have the openness and the submission to say, God, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. If this person's speaking to me from you, I want to hear from you. But if he's not, has a heart of submission to that, he's never going to hear. He's going to hold that at arm's length. He's going to say, I don't need that. I'm really spiritual. No, he doesn't say that. He says, you know what? I want to hear. And that should be, when you're at the prayer meeting, your heart's already there in the sense that you're pressing in. But have you really said, God, I have to hear from you on this? Have you really leaned in? And maybe God's speaking to you like, oh, maybe that is from the Lord. Don't just leave it at that. Find out. Press into his presence. Say, God, if this is from you, I want to do it. And it says, if you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so, if you follow this advice, God commands you to do so. And what's Moses do? He follows his advice, he listens to him, and it blesses thousands of people. What is that thing that you haven't been open to that God wants to speak to you, but because you're not open to listen, because you haven't gotten around godly people, that thing that would bless tons of people in your life, bless your family, if you just open yourself up to the Lord speaking to you through others? What is that thing that God wants to do that's going to bless people? If we don't open, we don't know. And I want to encourage you tonight to open your heart to what God wants to do. Tonight, maybe you need to get in the altar and say, God, I've had a heart that is defensive and insecure when it comes to people, godly people speaking into my life. I'm trying to prove something, and I'm not open to that, God, and I'm sorry, and I pray that you forgive me, and I pray that you'd open up my heart to that. Maybe you have a heart that's just not warm to the things of God, not warm to God speaking to you, and you need to get in his presence and say, God, warm me up to what you're saying. Give me a listening heart. Give me a heart that's open. Give me the humility that says, God, I want to hear from you. I want to encourage you, especially during the entire series, this is an opportunity for you to lean in, to get your heart right for God to speak to you, and God will speak to you. God will speak to you. Even praying that prayer, God, open me up to what you want to speak to people, will change your life. But a short walk can make a huge difference in your life, just getting into the altar. Just saying, you know what, I'm not going to sit back. I'm not going to take whatever I can get, whenever I can get it. I'm going to say, God, I need that. I'm gonna press into your presence. And you watch when you do that, how God will speak to you in a powerful way.